Well, there's a buggy whip. They were, had long handles on them, and then just a little piece of rawhide, I think, about that long on the end of
it. About a foot long?
Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Have you ever heard of a black snake?
But they were braided, I think. And they were, they called them, they were called bull whips, too. Mm-hmm. And they...
Same thing.
Yeah. Depend on how good they were with them, how long they got them. My dad used to have one. His was about 7 or 8 feet, I think. But I know they were longer sometimes. Some of them were shorter.
What about a little tiny whip you might use on a horse?
Quirt.
Okay. Is that what you would call it? Okay. What if your farm implements got dull? What would you use to?
You shouldn't ask me that. They're grindstone.
You have a grindstone?
They're a stone which is about that big round. And
about
they,
2 feet in diameter?
No, about 18 inches, uh-huh. I'd say. And then they were on a thing, you run them with your feet like that, kind of like a sewing machine.
Uh-huh. Did they ever have just ones you would hold in your hand?
Yeah.
What would that be called?
Whetstone.
Okay. What about for sawing the wood? What would you, any kind of frame you would put the wood on?
We didn't have any of them, I don't think.
Okay. Have you ever heard of a sawhorse?
Mm-hmm.
But you've never, have you ever seen one?
Mm-hmm. Well, it's got some out here.
Oh, I see. Well, can I get you to say that anyway?
Sawhorse.
And what does that look like?
Well, they've got a straight board on there, and then they got two legs like that.
Mm-hmm. So it sort of comes to an A?
Yeah, a triangle, that's what it, I was trying to think of. There's a triangle on each end, and a board goes down the
a flat board
from the
top.
Top.
I see. Okay. What about, she's flying right along.
What did you do? Tell me that, and I said I didn't know what that was. A go.
A go devil.
Do you know what a go devil is?
Well, it could be any of these little old